Okay, so hey everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Default Global. This is where we connect with global first entrepreneurs and remote work experts from all around the world. Our guest today is Troy Sultan, co-founder and CEO at Guide. Troy, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
Troy, your journey has been quite diverse, from leading talent operations at Google to co-founding innovative platforms like Resource and now Guide. So with that, I guess it makes sense to start with a quick intro. Could you maybe please tell us a bit about your journey that led you to where you're now at your current role at Guide?
Sure. I started out just a naive business school kid interested in tech. Banging on a bunch of doors in the computer science department, trying to figure out how long it would take to build a Facebook clone or a Flickr clone, I think was maybe more accurate back in the day. And I ended up, after college, tripping and falling into quite a lucky startup journey as it was taking off with Grooveshark.com, the music streaming service. And we were a bunch of kids building a music streaming site that started to work. And we were all kind of, we didn't really have titles in a lot of ways. And a month or two in, I got looked at and asked, hey, hiring is our number one priority moving forward. We don't have anybody to lead it. Your name came up. What do you think? It was actually recruiting was our number one priority. And I thought, I've only heard that word in the context of, you know, college football at the time. So I said, give me a couple days. I got on the phone with a bunch of folks, and I ended up deciding to take on this role to lead recruiting. We grew quite quickly, made a lot of mistakes along the way, but I became very passionate about how both impactful the role of the recruiting function is at a company as a sort of gatekeeper to talent and a shepherd of what the talent bar looks like at a company in large part, or at least an influencer in many cases. And then I also became pretty passionate about how inefficient the recruiting and hiring process was, which led to a lot of pain on the company and the organization's behalf, but also a lot of pain on the candidate's behalf. And what I felt like was a lot of a missed opportunity and what was arguably one of the most important things on both sides of the equation. A company was just paperwork and a bunch of people. So it really needed great people. That was what made up a company. And on the other side, for any given candidate, their work makes up most of their life, their waking hours. And so it could be such a meaningful part of one's life and fulfillment. It could also really make one miserable if they don't like their work. And so these things all felt kind of out of whack to me. And I looked around as like the sales and marketing tech space was getting a ton of venture capital and technological advancement at the time. Recruiting was getting none. And I felt there were some similarities, and it made me passionate enough to dive into entrepreneurship at the time with our first business, which was Resource. We were a recruiting CRM and outreach platform for talent teams. And then about 5 years later, we sold that and built our new company, what is now Guide.co. And Guide is a software platform that helps talent and recruiting operations teams automate the manual tasks that bog down recruiters and recruiting coordinators. And it gives them back about 30% of their time. Mm-hmm. And in turn, it helps organizations deliver a much faster, more transparent interview process. So we're kind of working at the been working in this space for a long time.
Okay. And reflecting on your journey from Google to leading Guide currently, can you share your observation on how job seekers' expectations and their experiences during the hiring process have changed, especially in the tech sector?
Yeah, this is a hot topic because we're starting to see a little bit of a counter narrative emerge as the macroeconomic environment has started to see headwinds. And so I'm actually fairly passionate about this topic, and I may have a bit of a different take than many. I think that we'd all agree a few years ago that candidates were gaining power, was the way that it was put. Candidates had optionality. I think this got exacerbated by the pandemic and the rise of remote work, where now our option set became even more so as a candidate. the global playground of potential employers, not just the ones that I can commute to. And so my options got big. And thus, I kind of maybe raised my standard or my qualification criteria for a job I would consider. And then the global economy, at least the tech economy, started to take a turn for the south in the last couple of years. And we've now started to see a new narrative emerge, which is like companies are gaining power again. And I actually just reject this notion of the power dynamic as a way to think about the dynamics of job search entirely, because I don't actually think it has to do with economics. I actually think it's a cultural phenomenon. And I think that candidates and their expectations are representative of the cultural tenets of our current generation. I actually think, yes, maybe there is some power tipping on one side of the seesaw or the other at the margin at any given time. But if we zoom out from the current moment, I think we'll see a very clear trend with certain principles that govern what a candidate expects from their work. And I think we're in a time where candidates expect work that fulfills them. They want jobs that they can be proud of, that aren't just jobs that pay the bills. They are jobs that they want to, you know, proudly state on their social profiles. They want to talk to their friends about. They want to love their work. They also want to work with people that are aligned with them in terms of values. They want to feel good about what they're doing. They want the work to represent their identity to some degree. They also want transparency and trust with an employer. This is much more of a relationship than it is a transaction. And especially nowadays, our attention spans are short. We feel like we can just get another job if we're not treated well in several months or a year. So tenures are shorter. We expect mobile on-demand experiences. You know, if our Uber doesn't arrive in the 3 minutes that it said, but instead takes seven, we get frustrated. And so we want a digital first experience. We want a mobile experience, and we want that experience to be transparent and on demand when we want it. We don't want to have to wait for a phone call for a recruiter to get necessary information. We don't want to wait to the end of a process to get the salary range. We just want the damn information up front. And there's analogs in SaaS with PLG and self-serve products. Like, candidates want information so they can actually understand the job they're going to take. They are skeptical now. They don't want to get laid off in 3 months. They don't want to be back on the job search in six because they took a job that was different than what they were sold. They are more skeptical. They're asking more questions. And thus, it's putting more strain on talent teams and companies to deliver transparent information to build trust.
And speaking of that, you mentioned this, but I would like to go a bit deeper. So how does Guide stand out in making this job search experience more human focused rather than transactional, as like you mentioned?
Typically, when we interview with a company, the company has a fairly high fidelity picture of you as the candidate as you go through. You're typically feeding them a fair amount of information in the interview process. It's building a more and more robust profile of you and where you're at in their process, how many stages are left, who might you need to meet with next, etc. But the candidate, from the candidate's point of view into the company, it's typically a black box. The candidate is getting dripped little pieces of information, if they're lucky, as they go. So they can't really see ahead of their nose. They don't really know what's happening two steps from now. They don't know whether this process is going to be five steps in total or 10 steps. And they don't exactly know what each of those steps entail, so they can set their expectations appropriately and fit that into their life and other priorities. So Guide is really one of the first pieces of software that says, hey, look, organizations have software already that maps the anatomy of the interview process for them internally so they can bring a candidate through it. But the candidate does not have an equivalent version or an equivalent home base where they can live throughout the hiring process that maps out the anatomy of the company's interview process for them. And so Guide connects with the internal systems that a company uses to deliver each candidate that goes through the interview process with them a personalized dashboard that is their home base throughout their entire interview process that shows them exactly what that entire interview process entails and then where they're at in the process in real time. And it also, as they move deeper into the interview process, we enable the organization to unlock new, sometimes sensitive, but very helpful information to the candidate as they reach each new step of the process, so they can see more of the internals of the organization and get a much more realistic picture of what they'd actually join. This not only helps the candidate obviously get more clear on a big life decision as they go through, they can understand who they're meeting with next, what about, they can prepare to be successful, they can feel less anxious and nervous, but it also helps the company because by being more transparent about what actually is going to live on the other side of this decision for the candidate, they're making it less likely that the candidates who opt in are surprised. And they're making it more likely that candidates who would not be a fit 2 months or 3 months in, that they'd have to part ways with, can self-select out now by actually understanding what they're joining. So this actually helps both sides of the relationship. And I think this is a more modern way for organizations, more long-term view for organizations to take with regard to their hiring strategy.
And I guess you're talking about also about this candidate trust framework, right? That, that I guess you created. So could you walk us through how this framework works, right? And how it differs from traditional approaches? Can you talk more about this in some more maybe practical details?
The candidate trust framework, that as we describe it, is really one of the core insights at Guide as it relates to what we've gleaned candidates want in order to make a favorable decision about a business. So what traits and emotional states does a candidate need to feel in order to trust an organization? And that's really the key insight. It's based on the research that we've done over hundreds of thousands of candidates. Trust is the number one factor that plays into a job decision. There are, of course, candidates who will take a job with folks or an organization they don't feel they trust. It's typically because they have no other choice. So when there are options on the table, candidates will choose organizations in which they trust, even if other things like salary or benefits net out more positive in organizations they distrust, they'd prefer to make sacrifices for those that they do. And the trust framework is, the word trust in the candidate trust framework is an acronym. And this T stands for transparency, the R for reciprocity, the U for unity, the S for speed, and the T for truthfulness. And these are the five traits that we've learned lead to a candidate feeling like they trust an organization. And these are also five levers that an organization can move or improve on throughout an interview process in order to build trust. So quickly moving through them, the transparency criteria is, does the candidate feel that you've been sufficiently transparent? The reciprocity one is, does the candidate feel that there's an equal sense of give and take so far in the conversation? Or have you just been asking for a lot and not really enabling the candidate to do the same? Unity is, does the candidate feel that they've been treated fairly and inclusively? Can they see themselves as part of this organization, not as an outsider? Speed is, that does the candidate feel that the pace of this conversation and relationship has moved at an ideal rate for them? Some candidates like to move fast, some like to move slow. The question is, does the company care about the candidate's world and life and what they're optimizing for? And truthfulness, lastly, is, does the candidate feel that the information that has been shared hasn't been true? Do they feel like they're maybe being deceived, or there's some sketchy factor to the information that they're getting? And those together, we've found, equate to the level of trust that a candidate feels with their organization as they go through this decision process, which will have a big impact on their life.
You know, yesterday I had a chat with Hung Lee. You also, I guess you have also spoken with him on his podcast, right? So, and one of the topics we discussed was balancing automation with personalization, right? So Hank told me that he likes a more, I guess, hands-on approach, like giving rejections through video calls instead of emails, as an example, right? So this idea really resonates with me because I believe that this personal touch and building relationships are super important, you know, in hiring. However, it is also true that having thousands of candidates every single day, for example, I'm talking about my company, my team simply won't find enough time to schedule all those rejections calls, for example, right? So it means that we don't have enough those personal touch. So how do you find the right balance of using automation in hiring while still keeping this personal connection with candidates?
This really gets at an age-old dilemma in the recruiting world, which is quality versus efficiency. And in almost every recruiting dynamic that you'll see, somebody somewhere is making a trade-off between delivering a slightly more personalized experience to one candidate or few, or reaching more candidates with a less personalized experience. And it's really unfortunate that this is true, but it seems like that's just the physics of things here on Earth today. Now, I will say this, I'm a huge fan of personalization, and when forced with the dilemma, I'm a big believer in fewer conversations that are more personalized. And that really is a general principle around however those conversations are happening and whatever form they might take. However, I think we're at a very interesting point in our evolution as a technological society, and it plays into this topic that's very in vogue right now, which is AI and automation. And I think that this is the real one place that I personally find interest in the AI-ification of our lives that's supposedly taking place right now as it relates to recruiting and hiring. And it's this, it's that if you study the anatomy of a talent team's workflow and the way they actually spend their time, a recruiter, a recruiting coordinator, a sourcer, and you break down hour to hour over the course of the week, typically you'll find that over a third of the time that they're spending is on manual repetitive tasks. And these are tasks that are very ripe for software to do. The other 70 are spent doing things like this: having real life conversations with humans, building rapport, making cases, persuading, assessing. And that's very hard for software to do right now, especially in high skill labor roles. There's a lot of soft skills that require human judgment that software hasn't gotten there yet. And the big insight today that I believe where software automation AI comes in, and this is what is really the premise of Guide, is that my personal opinion is that AI is not coming for the job of the recruiter. I don't believe that, but I do believe AI is coming for the bottom 30% of their role that they're spending today doing data entry, copy and pasting links, crafting one pagers that they have to edit for each candidate to write out an interview schedule so they know what's coming, doing prep calls to let them know the same information time and time again about how to prepare for an interview. This is something that Guy does and one could do great with software. We can understand and infer a lot of stuff. We can understand which questions are being asked the most, and we could proactively provide that information before the candidate even asks in the interview process. And by way of automating the stuff that bogs down recruiters and coordinators most, we in fact can elevate their enjoyment of their job, because this typically is the stuff they enjoy the least. We also, though, from the candidate's point of view, we can drive a faster and more transparent interview process, because we're proactively sharing information that I otherwise would have had to ask about and wait for answers. And I'm able to move faster because I got this stuff without having to ask for it. Right? We're skipping these back and forths. And that really is like at the heartbeat of what we do at Guide, but it's also with the heartbeat of what I believe will be the role that AI and automation plays in recruiting. And I think it's a big role. I just don't think it's a matter of automating the function. I think it's a matter of automating much of what keeps recruiters and talent folks from doing more of the human stuff.
Mm-hmm. And speaking about the future, I guess it was in one of your interviews or in your post, you mentioned that Guide is expanding into areas beyond tech. So a couple questions. The first one, what was the reason behind this decision?
Really, if you look at the job search process, whether it's for a tech role or not, the principles, the fundamentals, and really what's going on here is more or less the same. It's just a two-way evaluation of fit for what's probably an impactful decision on both sides. So Guide mostly started in tech because that's where the most pain was felt, primarily years ago with the lopsided supply demand of roles like software engineering, where there's just way more a demand than there was supply. So this led actually a dynamic where companies were becoming increasingly motivated to differentiate from the next company because they wanted to win the talent that they were competing against others for. And so that's where we started. This enabled us to work with very progressive customers, but we've since found use cases in retail hiring, all the way down to delivery drivers. There's frankly a lot of competition across many roles that you wouldn't think of as high-skill labor roles that companies are competing tooth and nail to hire for. Because at the end of the day, if you don't have people, if you don't have talent, you can't deliver your product or service. And so this has become to some degree existential for companies that are finding that to be the bottleneck. So yeah, Guide really is just a role and industry agnostic way to deliver a better and more efficient and a more automated process to the people you interview, regardless of what type of role you might be interviewing for.
So basically, you don't see any specific challenges or opportunities maybe in non-tech markets. It is the same, yeah?
I think the basic challenge is the same. I think for Guide's product in particular, there's probably a host of things that we can do to focus in on more specialized sectors. One example is today Guide is really great for any role in which job seekers rely on their email. Or are pretty big users of technology, right? They might converse back and forth with their recruiting team on email. They are looking at content on the mobile browser where Guide software can package that up and make it a lot easier to digest. There are many roles in which the workforce just simply doesn't rely on these methods. They're using text messages or WhatsApp, and they're maybe high turnover hourly labor. This isn't really a great fit for Guide's product today. On both sides. It's not a great, particularly well-fit tool on the recruiter side because the dynamics and the workflow is different. It's also not great for the candidates. We haven't really been able yet to build the features that would meet them where they are. So today, Guide is limited in its feature set. Our company's a few years old. As we grow and mature, we will probably look to serve more different industries where the dynamics, the problem is the same. These two people looking for more information, more efficient information to make a match, but where the dynamics, where the tools needed to deliver or package that information going in both directions is different. So there's certainly ways in which our product needs to mature in order to serve more folks. But by and large, I don't see the problem as fundamentally different. I just see the form factor and maybe the workflows on both sides to change.
Got it. And probably my last question, reflecting on the changing landscape of recruitment, right? You touched this a bit, but still, what direction do you think the industry will take in 2024?
There are really two challenges creating a dilemma right now that I think will drive the next 5 years or so of job search and talent acquisition. The dilemma is caused by the following two challenges as we see it. The macroeconomics of the sort of the economy generally, but especially the tech economy, are such that we are moving from what we call the abundance era into the efficiency era. We used to have ballooning and growing budgets for talent teams that were used to acquire specialized point solution tools. And it was a growth at all cost mindset. Whatever you need to do to hit this hiring target, you got what you need, as long as we hit it. Things are changing now, and I believe they're changing largely permanently. And we're moving into an era where we have significantly less headcount on the talent team side. Teams are downsizing. And that means that each person on that team has to be way more efficient. And so they need to be more streamlined and thoughtful about how they're spending their time. They need to be more thoughtful and focused with where they're putting their budgets. They need to streamline their tools. They need more integration and data flow and automation to achieve that. But on the other side of the equation, you have candidates whose expectations are higher than ever. They are seeing the headlineification of layoffs. They are seeing, they've already been burned two or three times by joining a company and getting something different than what they thought they were buying. And so now they're pretty skeptical. They're what I call default skeptical. And so when a candidate comes into the process, they're typically asking more questions than the average candidate was 5 years ago. And we see this in the data. They want more information. They expect more information. And they have more options. It's a global workforce now, as you know better than anyone. And so because of this, this is quite a dilemma. We have less resources in headcount, and we have more demanding candidates. And so this is what I believe will be the crux of what drives the rise of technology and AI in the recruiting space. And I believe it will be to deliver personalized experiences at scale. Mm-hmm. And it will be finally to modernize the talent team in terms of automation, and workflow automation, in the way that even marketing teams have had the luxury of for probably 10 years. They have really an influx of tooling that enables really sophisticated workflows that automate what used to be incredibly tedious and manual work. And I think recruiting will follow a similar trend. And I think that the way we'll be able to scale and automate while still maintaining a critical personal touch is going to be with the advent of some of the stuff that we're seeing now, like LLMs, where we can deliver a highly personalized message at scale for the first time. This has never been true before. And that's why I think we're on the precipice in talent.
That's true. Thank you. Thank you, Troy, for your valuable insights on evolving candidate expectations. Thank you for sharing some more info about this candidate trust framework. Your thoughts on balancing automation with personalization and recruiting was, really insightful. So thanks a lot. Thanks a lot for sharing all that. We wish you and Guide all the best.
Thanks, Bit. I appreciate you having me.